Vaishma Yisroi Choy in Midian Choysein Moshe Es Kol Asher Osa Elohim the Moshe of Yisrael Amoy Vihoitzi Asher Nis Yisrael in Mitzrayim. The positive says clearly, what is Yisrael here? Es Kol Asher also the Kippur Moshe of Yisrael Amoy. Dr. Ashi, Kol Asher also, Lohem, you read the Samon, will be the heir of Amoly. The higher floor. What is Yisrael here? Yisrael heard, Kol Asher also. Well, the Kippur Yisrael, the Moshe of Yisrael, Ki Yehotzi Hashem is Yisrael, Mi Mitzrayim, what's that? That's the Chorim Nichlal in Kol Asher also. But Dr. Ashi, no, the Miyuchad, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kizu G'doylo Al Kul. Yisro heard everything. But the first Rashi, the Chorim Shver, first Rashi says, Yishma Yisro, Mashmu Shama Uba. What's the chat? The positive says what he heard. He heard everything. What's Rashi coming to explain? It's Ken Zayn. Rashi's coming to explain a big kasha. The kasha is, what's Vayishma Yisrael? Lichorah was starting with a whole new parsha. We had the parsha of Kriyas Yam Suf, Mon, Mora, Mon, Amalek. So now we're going to discuss a whole new parsha that Yisroel came to Klal Yisroel, was Miskayer, he brought Moshe's family back, and he gave an answer with the shoftim. What's a kesher of Shmuas Yisroi to everything that happened before? What's Vayishma? It should say Yisro Shama or the Yisro Shama. When we have a Vayishma of Ove Hippuch, it's a hemshich of the last parasha. Vaistois. The one portion Hesper is that this is a direct hemshech of Mecheves Amalek. Vayishma Yisrael. A direct hemshech of Mecheves Amalek, the Pasuk says, is Kol Asher also. So Trashi, the connection to Mecheves Amalek is what made him come. The Hare, you can ask, if he heard Kol Asher Kol Asher also Elokim LeMoshe LeYisrael. Why is he only coming now? Why didn't he come before Kriyas Yam Suf, or straight after Kriyas Yam Suf? Elamai, Melchemes Amalek, Vayish VaYisrael. There's another shita in Chazal, Rashi's bringing here as well. Efshe the Kesher of Vayishma is a hemshech of the last shmur we can find. Where do we find the shmur? We find by Kriyas Yam Suf, Shomu Amim Yergozu. All the goyim was shomer. So then, maybe the Vayishma is a hemshech of that shmir. So Rashi learns, Rashi brings, that if he pshutai the Vayishma, what b'miyuchad made him come? Kriyas Yam Suf and Mecheves Amalek. Now there's a third shita in Chazal, Matan Torah. Matan Torah would make a lot of sense that he came after Matan Torah, because of the whole godness of Matan Torah, Vechula. But Rashi is saying Pshutai. And Pshutai Shal Mikra, to say that this parasha here is coming the Vayishma, the Shmua that he came was because the Matan Torah is not going to answer as the Vayishma. And Fakir, the whole Seder will be wrong. Then this whole parasha should come after the whole parasha should be Hafuch. The first part should be Matan Torah, and then this Vayishma Yisroi should be the second half of the parasha. So the Pi Pshutoi, Rashi's not going to bring that. And more than that, the Matan Torah doesn't directly answer the Vayishma. There are other reasons why that Manda Omar. Diyukim in the parasha from later on with the parasha with the Shoftim, that the Chora is after Matan Torah, that he gave the answer about the Shoftim. So Rashi deals with that Kasha. Al Koponim, we have to ask ourselves, the Yisrael heard everything. But Bim Yuchad, Milchemes HaMolek and Kriyas Yamsuf was what made him pick himself up and come. Now we know from beforehand that he'd already stopped doing Avodah Zarah when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Midian. Then Rashi tells over there from Chazal the reason why the Bnei Yisroel had a whole problem with getting the water because they made a cherem on them because Yisroel was the Kohen Midian. He stopped doing Avodah Zarah. So you know he stopped. He'd come to Akara in the emis of Hashem. Already there. So what was Miyuchad here? What was Miyuchad here? Kasha is, what made him come to join Klal Yisrael? Why can't he stay in Midian? And Cain believes that God is powerful. Vaistois, the way Rashi's setting it up, you have to learn that both things were necessary to bring him to come. Sai Kriyas Yamsuf and Sai Milchemes HaMolek. So what was there in Kriyas Yamsuf that was Moira him? That he said himself. Mentioned it last week in passing. He says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ato yodati ki godol Hashem mikol ho Elohim. Now I know that Hashem is greater than all the powers that be. Mikol ho Elohim. Ki badova shezodu aleim. What's badova shezodu aleim? Zotrashi kitargumoy b'mayim dibu le'abdo v'heim nevdu b'mayim. Asher Zodu Zoptrashi's Hirshiu. With what they were Marshia, the Rabbeinu Shleilam punished them. Rabbi Seinu Doroshu, from Loshen, Vayozid Yaakov Nozid, Bikdeir Asher Bishlu Bon Isbashlu. Yisrael was despoiled from the Midah Kenegin Midah of Kriyas Yamsuf. No Elohim could do a Midah Kenegin Midah. Because each Elohim, the whole of Yisod, the Elohims of the Avodah Zarahs, were protistic koichos. You had the God of the sun, the God of the moon, the God of the wind, the God of the rain, the God of the this, the God of the that, the God of the other. They're often called Baalim. Baal this, and Baal that, and Baal the other. Each one, the Miyuchadika, Baal Zvuv, the koich of the flies. Each one has a miyuchadika koya. So how could it to be midah kenegin midah? There has to be a power which is koyal everything. Because whatever the Adam does, the midah kenegin midah is going to come back bidyuk lefi the Adam. Maybe we'll see a little bit deeper this idea in a minute. What did he see in Milchemes HaMolek? And what he saw in Kriyas Yamsuf, that's the beginning, that it wasn't enough to be mechayev him to come. Milchemes HaMolek was the gemar which was mechayev him to come by his stories, the way Rashi's setting it up here. In Melchemes Amalek, there was a Pli Atzuma. Amalek came, Rashi tells us, Amalek came with very miyuchadik army who were Mali Kashvani. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua, "Bechalonu anoshim." So Rashi, "Bechalonu anoshim shleidim lebatul kshofim." The fish of the Amalek, "Mechashvim hoy." Chazal tell us, Amalek's army was picked. Each person was Yom Gnus Yeshalayim. It was the day when his muzzle was the strongest in that army, and they came with a meridika koyach u'kishu. And something very strange happened in this milchamah. When you read the story that the Torah tells us, Vayas Yeshua kasher omer lo Moshe lilochim b'Amalek. Yeshua went out with his choice army, these tzaddikim sheyodim the levatos hakishuv, went out to fight. Moshe Aaron v'chur on rosh hagivah. Moshe goes up with Aaron and Hur to the head on the hill. V'hoy kasher yorim Moshe yadoi v'gava Yisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu put his hands up, then Yisrael would go there. The kasher yaniach yadoi, when he put his hands down, v'gava Amalek. There's a pli atzuma. We're talking about a war, the milchama. We're not talking about a tennis match. You know, in a tennis match, so the one side scores the thing, so 15-love. Then the other one, 15-15. And then it's 45-15, no, 13-15. This side, that side, this side, that side. So you can say, Kasha, here it is, your dog, go where you saw it. Put it down, 15-love, 30 love. How's it go? We're talking about milchama. The milchama doesn't go the second he put his hands down, v'gava Amalek. And the second he puts his hands back up, v'gava Yisrael. What's the chat? Terence is, Amalek came with Kishuv. And the second Moshe Rabbeinu put his hands down, the Kishuv started working. Biyat. And everybody started flying around and didn't think. Moshe Rabbeinu puts his hands up. Bitla Kishuv. V'gava Yisrael. Down. Kishuv. Stop the Kishuv. How? V'day Moshe. Kvedi. Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were getting heavy. How? Why? V'yikho heavy. V'yisi v'tachto. V'yish v'aleo. V'arun v'chur tomcha b'yoto m'yizeh echot m'yizeh echot. And they held up his hands, and there was emuna, klal Yisrael menatzeach, ad boy hashomesh. Moshe Rabbeinu kept the sun from setting at that point. Vayachlo Yeshua Samolik v'samu lepichon. Klal Yisrael won the milchom. What's the track? With Moshe's hands. If Moshe's hands were so powerful, so why did he put his hands down? Moshe's hands were creating what Moshe Rabbeinu was such koyach. Creating. So the Mishnah, famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Choftes, V'hoyu kasher yorim Moshe yado v'gava Yisrael, v'chi yadov shel Moshe oses milchama ishoges milchama. It was the hands of Moshe which made the milchama, not made the milchama. When they're up, Gavah Yisrael, down, Gavah Amalek. Elo, loy maloch, kol zman sho Yisrael mistaklin klapei mailo, umeshabdim eslibom lavin sheba shumayim, hoyu misgabri. Vim lav, hoyu noiflin. No, the hands of Moshe are not be'etzem the whole Iker. The hands of Moshe were a simon with Klal Yisrael, the Emunah of Klal Yisrael. Yeshua's army were Yodim Levatris HaKishuv, but they on their own weren't enough. You needed the whole of Klal Yisrael, who had to be Omeid and Mistaklim Klapei Maila, and Bintoile, Esedeim, Alavinu Sheba Shomayim. Klal Yisrael had to be in a matzah of Einoid Milavadoi. Klal Yisrael had to be Mamin, called Rega Varega, that Amalek is nothing, and Kishuv is nothing, and the only Koyach in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Kol Zman Klal Yisrael were Mamin in that. Then Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were up. Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, Be'etzim, were mirroring the Madrega of Klal Yisrael. They bring a Zoya HaKadosh that says even more. And the answer, Mechiyadim Shemoshe, Moshe, Osis Milchamah, Shogris Milchamah, the Zohar Kodesh says, yes, they were. The Koyach, ultimate Koyach of Bittul, of Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, was to be battle. The Kishon was Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, but his hands were totally on Klal Yisrael. Al Kolponim, however we learn it, what was going on in Milchemes Amalek? Milchemes Amalek was a gilui of the koach of Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael were mistaken klapei Milo, then how was Amalek destroyed? Gova Yisrael from Yisrael? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being menatzeach Klal Yisrael. And when they would stop being mistaken klapei Milo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left Amalek that all the kishuv should work. The Hainu came out, what comes out from this milchamah with the Meir Dikazach, that the Hanhogis Hashem in the Bria was totally on Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael is stuck in Klapei Milo, then the Baruch Hashem is Mashkiach Aleinu and makes Nisi. And if we stop being mistaken in Klapei Milo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops that Hanhogis. The Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph speaks this out Lehedra. In Perek Zayin, he says, but this Yisod is what David HaMelech says, Hashem Tzilcha al Yad Yeminecha. Possibly, unfortunately, say very often, because why do I say unfortunately? Because very often we have to daven tilim, and we often say Esa Einai. And what do we say? Hashem Tzilcha al Yad Yeminecha. What does it mean, Hashem Tzilcha? The Rebbeinu Shlom is a shadow on the side, on our right hands. What does it mean? Zochta Hainu, Shekemoi Netias Atzel, Shaleis Adova, Hu Mechuvan Rak Fitnuas Oise Adova La'an Noitim. A shadow you get, whatever you put up to the light, and however you move, that's the shadow moves. And the more you put up to the light, the more you get of the shadow. If you put just a hand up to the light, you get a shadow of a head. If you stand completely in front of the light, you get a shadow of a man. Kein bedinyan zeh, kiviyochel hu yisbarach shemoi, mischabe lenatos oilomos, kvitnuos unatiyas vaisahodom lemato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mischabe to the world, and runs the world, Lefi, our Hadhogi with Hashem, how we are Masig Hashem Yisparach, how our Maisa Ha'adam. V'chein Mefurush B'medrash, Omer Lai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'moyshe, Leich Emor Lehem L'Yisrael, Kishmi Ekeh She'ekeh. Right at the beginning, by the snare, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, what shame, what's the Hadhogi? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ekeh She'ekeh. Break the Medrash, my Eki Asher Eki. What does this mean? I am who I am. That's the literal title of the words, but it's Shemus. Shemus Sheinim Nimchokim. And that's him. Eki is mamish like Shem Avai. Eki Asher Eki, my Eki Asher Eki. So the Medrash, Keshem Shato Hoive Imi, Kach Ani Hoive Imoch. I am who I am. I don't have a claw hagdara of what my hanhog is going to be in the world, but it's totally on you. However you are misnayg with me, that's how I misnayg with you. V'chein oma David, Hashem tzilcha yadi minecha. Ma'u Hashem tzilcha, ki tzilcha. Hashem is like your shadow. Ma tzilcha, im ato misachek hu misachek lecha, im ato boich hu boichek kenek lecha, im ato mare eloi ponim zoyam eisam, mesmoros. The shade you get is whatever you show put up to the light. Afa kodesh baruch Hashem tzilcha. Kesheim shato hoi ve'imoi hu hoi ve'imoch. Milchemes HaMolek showed Yisro, taught Yisro, that Maisa Ha'adam is kaveh everything with the replenish of it. Was staying in Midian and carrying on the life of a goy. It's not going to do it. So now you have to be misgaya. The Maisa for the whole Shar Aleph is mavur in lots of places, and he's that only Klal Yisrael have this koyach. Goyim do not have this koyach. So if you want to effect that kurvas Hashem, you want to bring a kurvas Hashem, the only way to do it is to be misgaya. And a ma'isa, it's interesting because in the Hemshech, in Shar Aleph, in Perik Tes, he says that this was the Yisod in Kriyas Yamsuf as well. But he learns in Kriyas Yamsuf, not exactly like Rashi. Rashi brings that when Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to Hashem Yisbarach, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to him, Ma titzak Eloi, Dabel b'nei Yisov v'Yisov. So Dr. Rashi, Ein lohem el Elisa, She'ein hayom omid bifneim. They just have to go into the yam, and the yam will split. Why? Kedai z'chus avoseim, V'ha'emuno she'eminu bi v'yotzu. And their emuna, the Klal Yisrael's emuna, that they were trusted in Hashem and came out from Mitzrayim. They went into the Midbar, like the Novi says, and everybody knows, it's a song. Like, lech teich achrai ba Midbar, b'eretz lo zorua. But Shlomim says, so charti, chesed nuraich, the gvaltige madrege that we had when we went into the Midbar. And we didn't have anything except Shiori Matzah. How are we going to survive there? In Enoch and Ami, four-fifths of Klal Yisrael, Loha Yerotzim Lotzeis. Why Loha Yerotzim Lotzeis? The four-fifths, Rabbosai, were the sensible people. The fifth who came out were not the sensible people. The four-fifths were sensible people. They're the people like you have today, the real world people. Let's be real. We've had eight makas. They didn't survive the night, but they've had eight makas. The Mitzrayim were scared of Klal Yisrael's loyum. Already from the first makas dam, we made a fortune of money. We stopped the Avda stopped already Rosh Hashanah time. The Mitzrayim is destroyed because of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, let's stay here. We've got money. It's a geshmaka place to live. Let's rebuild our kehillas, rebuild our houses, build beautiful homes, beautiful shuls, bate medrash, make a yeshu, kvaldik. And the Mitzrayim won't lift a finger against us. They were the sensible people. And Moshe, what do you want to do? You're saying we should take all our families, go through the Midbar. How are we going to survive in the Midbar? We have hundreds of kids. How are we going to survive in the Midbar? And then what do you want to do? Go to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael's got 31 Malchei Knan. And how are we going to take over Eretz Yisrael? We've got to have to fight a milchama. We don't know how to fight a milcham. We've been avodim for years. It's a ridiculous idea. How to go to Eretz Yisrael? Well, let's stay here. It's a Gishmaka place. They were the sensible people. They were the realistic people. Elamai. Rabbi said, what happened to all these realistic people? Makas Choshech, we know. Rabbi said, remember, we all are descended from the fifth, who were the Bali Bitochen, who said, Ein Nonu Ela Divrei Ben Amram. We were all descended from the people who said, Lechtech Achrai Bamidbar. That's our Zaydus. Those people who are the realistic people and the sensible people, they don't have any tzatzoim anymore. We all came from the Roitzim Notzes people, not the Einem Roitzim Notzes. Izot Rashi, that emuna, emuna sheheminu biva yotsu, that's kedai the likroi lohem isaya. That's how Rashi learns. Davar b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael. But the Nefesh HaChaim takes his Yisoid one step further. The Chaim be'ez Kriyas Yamsuf Sokter. Omer hu Yisrael le'moyshe matzitzak elai Davar b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael. Ratzoloimim b'did hu Talia Milsa. Shim heim o yu betoikef v'emunah v'abitochen. V'yusu holech v'nesoya el hayam. Somuch libam lo yira. If they'll have the bitachon b'shas kriyas yamsuf, he learns that emuna they had b'shas kriyas yamsuf to go into the yam. Me oitzim bitchoinam shevada yikor lefneim. Oz yigremu alideze hisoris lamalo sheyase lohem anes v'yikor lefneim. Is the kriyas the Nefesh HaChaim learns that the Yisod of Kriyas Yamsuf was the same type of Yisod as Milchemes Amalek. It was totally on Klal Yisrael. Totally on the Maisim of Klal Yisrael. And he says, V'zeu, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, L'susasi berichbei paro, demisich rayosi. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I compared you, rayosi is Klal Yisrael, my beloved is Klal Yisrael, to the horse in the chariots of Paro. What's the chat? Klal Yisrael is like the horse in the chariots of Paro. Rotzaloima, kemoi besusei richbei Paro, shayehepech min hoger shaloina. The horse in the richbei Paro, in the chariots of Paro, was the opposite of the whole minhag ha'olam. Why? Because normally, haroichev manigasus. Who drives a chariot? The roichev, the man who's riding the chariot, and he guides the horse, and he makes the horse go for this way, that way, the other way. He's in charge. But what happened in Kriyas Yamsuf was punk faket. Ubeparoi v'cheiloi hasus hiniges roichva. By them, in Kriyas Yamsuf, they tried to get the horses to go around and run away from Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Rebbeinu Shalom made the horses charge into the Yam. Chazal tell us the horses saw, Kilo, they were the cavemen's horses in the water, and that was Lechoira, how it's they went to just charged into the Yam. They couldn't, they were not no longer able to drive the chariot. The horse drove the chariot. Sokter Nefesh HaChaim, Kei dimisich vimshaltich rayosi al zeh ha'oifen mamish. You are like those horses in the Paro's chariots. She'av shani roichev arovois, I run the world. I'll call zois kiviyochel at manigoisi al yedei ma'asecho. You are making me. You're running me. She'inyan is chavrusi kiviyochel oylomis hurak v'inyan isoris masechol anointing. I'm ischaber to the oylomis. How much elukus there is here? It's only on how much the ma'isim of Klal Yisrael are being miscarried to Hashem. And that's he says. The pasuk says, "Zesh Omer Kosev roichev shamayim Be'ezrecha. Very ridiculous. Deivish lizrechid shamayim. How? Be'ezrecha mikayach klal Yisrael. The whole chibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world is all tali on klal Yisrael. And the ma'isa, and hogan mido keneged mido. We go back to the first bio. Increase yamsu. What is mido keneged mido? It's vital that an hogan Hashem yisparach to the bria is the fee the adam. Is Yisroi saw. Increase yamsu. Whether we go in ad kedei the nefesh chayim, or that we just remain the mido keneged mido. He saw how Klal Yisrael affected Hanhogas Hashem. How Maisa Adam affects the Hanhogas Hashem. The Midah can I get Midah? That's not only with Klal Yisrael. And then he saw in Milchemis Amalek that the Kirubus of Klal Yisrael to Hashem is what brings Hashem into the world. I can't stay in Midian. I have to come and be this guy. I have to become a Yid. If he's there, maybe we should have a shtickel his boneness. Or what happened a couple of days ago. Some everybody knows. There was an unbelievable earthquake in Turkey, I know some Bokrim didn't hear about it. There was Gevaldik and Masmidim, Ashrei Chelkom, you didn't hear about it. Nishkel Chisaron. Spoke to somebody last night in America in BMG, he was learning in BMG, and I mentioned it to him. He didn't know. I said, Ashrei Chelkom, Mavish, Masmid, Otsum. All everything is only Torah, is only the sugya. That's he's linging in the sugya. Ah, sheikh elkay. Elamaisa. What happened is the tragedy is mind-boggling. They say bear 20,000, 30,000 people were killed. Those are the lucky ones. The Berech, 500,000 people have lost their houses. Umehem, many, many of them, not just the house, everything they owned in the house. Some of them, the houses are cracked, they can't live there, but some of them, many of them, everything just collapsed, and everything that they own. There are people in all sorts of villages, they say, that they haven't even managed to get to them. They don't have electricity, they don't have water. A lot of the times in the earthquakes, the water mixes with the sewage. You have people, it's freezing cold there, they say. They pulled out two people alive, so the Israelis did it, so they're destroyed. That's how they say it on the Israeli news, you know. So they decided that the people were came up 48 hours under the rubble. And they pulled them out alive, a kid and a 23-year-old girl. Can you imagine the suffering of a person, 48 hours, under a pile of rubble, basically buried alive, and you have no idea, are they going to get me out? Is there anybody there working? Is there a world left? Is there anything? You're just stuck under this pile of rubble. And time is going on and on, you're getting weaker and weaker, it's freezing cold. I don't know if under the rubble is also freezing cold, but some of them are wounded. It's like a slow death. And those are the ones, they're the ones that came out, what about the ones that didn't come out? The ones that died straight away, made are the ones that didn't die straight away. How many Yisoimim there are? How many Almonas? And widows. How many ruined mishpachas are there? How much sevel there are? The people who had a parnosa and literally bin laila, everything's gone. The world was destroyed. And they're still alive. good as though where they're finding shelter for them. The hospitals, they don't have enough beds to treat everybody in the hospitals. They're trying to set up field hospitals and mice. The saga goes on and on and on. Unach then started thinking about this inyan. Well, there's another place in the world which is going through this, and it's taken a lot longer. It's gone over a year. And it's because of Nechoira, one mensch, who decided to make a massive mistake. He made a ganze milchama. Ukraine looks just like these places in Turkey. The destruction of Ukraine. Somebody told me, I'm not sure, 100,000 or 200,000 Russian soldiers were killed so far. They all also have mishpachas, the soldiers. And how many Ukrainians were killed? Civilians, soldiers, and Ukrainians. The tsaras that there are in the world. The Rashi tells us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu in Va'era, Shlishi of Va'era, Vani Akshes Liba Lev Paroi Vibesi Oysoysa Vismosa Veretz Mitzrayim. So Rashi Me'acha Shehir Shia V'Hitris Kenegdi. He was Marshia's total vicious, not willing to hear anything. V'Golui Lefonai She'ein Nachas Ruach V'Umos Oyde Kechovim L'Seis Lev Sholem Noshu. The goyim are not going to do proper tshuva. What's the leif shalim lashuv? Because Paroi, by each makir, not by the first, but the second one already, he says, daven for me, and I'll let you go, and then he's choyzer, and then I'll let you go, and who's going to go? Not everybody. And then that's not leif shalim lashuv, as mentioned last week. Leif shalim lashuv is, no, without any tzadayim, this place is covered with frogs. Okay, go, like you said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shlach his army v'yavduni, go! Was it daven, and then, if you'll stop the bara, then that's not tshuva shleima. So the goyim are not going to do tshuva shleima. So Rashi, toiv li she'es kashe liboy. Why? The man harbos by ososai. So I should give more and more makas. V'takiru atem es gvurasi. The whole world is about Klal Yisrael, Rabbi say. But the ganze ikur from the belt is Klal Yisrael. Dr. Rashi, v'chein midosu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe puronus ala umo yisodei kechavim. One would have thought, normally the Rabbi Yisrael brings oinesh, akoparim with Klal Yisrael, k'dei she'achzru v'tshuva. The Rabbi Yisrael is not chofetz b'moysa ha'rosha. But the goyim are not going to do tshuva. So why does he bring puranus on the goyim? Kedei sheyishmu Yisrael v'yirau. We have to hear. It's for us. It's that we should hear and we should wake up and we should have a shlichul yira shemaim. Shneema the Novi Tzvanya zot hichrati goyim noshamu pinoisam. I cut off the goyim. I destroyed their buildings. Amarti achtiri oisi. You, Klal Yisrael, have yiro, tikri musa. And everything that happens in the world is for Klal Yisrael. And this ganze tragedy is for Klal Yisrael. But we get tracht. The Chol HaPochz, we should have a shtickle yiro from it. We make every morning a bracha. Roika ha'oritz al hamoyim. Roika ha'oritz al hamoyim. So the scientists declare all sorts of shailas, what's in the ground. Well, there is a big yeshomim that deep in the ground there's a whole liquid, and that's the plates and tzachim that they claim maybe exist, that they claim to think they exist. Nobody dug that down. The makar of the earthquake in Turkey was 18 kilometers deep in the ground. Nobody's dug 18 kilometers deep in the ground. Have a look at Ostutzachdor. There are Mayim Svaras, and there's a Machloikis. What is Goyrim? What is Goyrim the earthquakes? Zogdem Maral. Avada the Rebbeinu Shalom uses Teva. Of course. The Rebbeinu Shalom does things in the world with cause and effects. But the Shaila, even if you come up with your whole Svara, whichever Svara you're coming up with, what causes earthquakes? Then you haven't solved the question. Because even if you'll say there's these platelets and they move very slowly and then suddenly one crashes into the other and there's a pressure and a ganz shtickle tire, or is it a different shtickle tire, the kasha is, why all of a sudden? Why now? Why didn't it happen before? The mother answers the same thing when people tie the keshis is a similar midas hadin. The keshis comes when there's sun and rain at the same time. Look, the maral abandon, that's how the keshis comes. But why all of a sudden there's sun and rain at the same time? And the mother says, well, we now know the thing. You'll ask the meteorologist, they'll tell, oh, we know because we've got our things out of space, and we see that there's this pressure, and that pressure, and this, and that, the other, and that was going. Saying that the amount of the repetition has causes and effects. Oh, but there's one point where you have to ask, so who caused the causes? The repetition, there's a shame in Zohar Kodesh, Ilas o Ilois. The repetition is the cause of all causes. Who set up this string of causes? Who made the earthquake happen now? Yes, it's derech this, and derech that, and derech the other, but why now? The bracha we make, l'roika ha'oretz al ha'moy, roika z'loshen hoiveh, the Rebbeinu Shalom is keeping the earth on mayim. We think we're on solid ground. We're on solid ground. Because man, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to have solid ground, we have solid ground. But it's called Rega Varega, Leroika, or it's Alamoy. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants to wake us up and realize, we should realize, we're the Bereshus Hashem. The Eibishter is the Balabos here. Nothing's Mukrach. Don't take anything for granted. Leroika, or it's Alamoy, Kiloilam Chazdoy. It's all a chesed from Hashem. And if we don't behave ourselves, and we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, then chas v'shalom. And here, Rashi tells us, the Maisa to Gemara, it's a pasuk, it's funny. The Eibishter starts to wake us up by the goyim. But we have to wake up. Bichal not poshut. We think, well, it's a bunch of goyim, who cares? Stomach is yeshdim yeshdayim, whatever the Peronius came on them, whatever that was for. We can't look at it like that. We have to first be misboiling in the tsar. Reb Chatzkel is a ganze shmuz in the Chedek of Midas about earthquakes. And when there was an earthquake in the time, he spoke Yamsa Shmuz, very interesting Shmuz. He says there, if Tzah Balei Chaim is the Araisa, Venoch Hanami is to be Metzayer of Bal Chaim. So Kal V'Choyme, one should feel the Tzar of a human being. Yesh Oimim, the Goyim also have Tzedem Elokim, Echloikus. Over a goy is a higher madrega than a behemoth. And he says, and why don't we have any feeling for them? He has a mahalach there, that may be good 50 years ago. Why aren't we nisoyre from it? Because we're deaf. That's why. We're deaf. And we don't have any hagoshes. we've exposed to all the narishkeit in the media, and we've seen all these things so many times before. And you heard all these things, sometimes bedimian. People have watched all these things in the movies. Somebody told me that 2 weeks ago with the terrorist attack. Somebody told me he saw the terrorist shoot someone. So I asked him, what did you feel? He said, well, it's just like in the movies. And I've seen it so many times before. He said, it's a big chisar. But that's what... We've been exposed to all this marishkeit that we're pashut deaf from hearing anything. Nothing makes an effect on us. We don't have any hargoshes, proper hargoshes. You hear 30,000 people are killed, 500,000 people homeless. Because we don't even start to be misbinding in what that means. You invite to scroll down on the next shtickle on the dumb phone. Dumb food for dumb people. You don't even have to you just with your finger and everything moves. Mimela, everything's turned off. We have no hargoshes. We have no interest. Nothing interests us. Who cares? Baita, another picture, another movie, another narishkeit, another this, another tragedy, another this, another that. Doesn't affect us. With a gufa we have to wake up. Why aren't I affected by this? Why don't I care? Why don't I think about it? What's happening to me? What's happening to a poshut mensch? What's happened to us? Yisro woke up. Yisro didn't have a smartphone. Had a smart brain. A different metzias. And Yisro said, I have to come. I have to be miskayer. I hear. What I see. That Klal Yisrael are the whole ik of the bria. And I can't stay in Midian. I have to be miskayer. I have to come to be miskayer. This Yisad that he depends on Klal Yisrael, and we bring our Kodesh Baruch into the Bria. In the Yisod Be'etzim, in Maimed Asinai. If we wouldn't have said Na'aseh V'Nishma, we wouldn't have Torah. It's a ganze shmuz. I was going to speak about it, but I thought maybe speak about the earthquake in Yod HaDiyom HaMamish. Oid Chazon HaMoyed. Maimed Asina, the Yisoda, Yisoidis of our Emuna, the Giluim that we had there. Every Yid heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice. Why? How? Originally, that wasn't the plan, Kibi Yochel. Originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll come and speak to you, and they'll hear that I'm speaking to you, so they will know your Nevius is a different level of Nevius, say Dr. Rabba. Moshe. The Rambam says they will have emuna in that level of nevius which can't be changed. You can't come and bring some novi come along and say, stand on the water and say, look, I'm a novi, and change all the Torah and everything. It doesn't help. You need to be a novi like Moshe Rabbeinu. Standing on the water doesn't do anything for us. So that's a whole. That was the original thing. And Klal Yisrael said, no, we're not masking. Ritzoneinu lishmaya mimalkeinu. Ritzoneinu liraisis malkeinu. Klal Yisrael said, we want to hear ourselves. We want to have it direct from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when Klal Yisrael said that, the Rebbe Shem says, okay, let's see, then I'll give. Klal Yisrael should prepare themselves to have this level of nefis. The whole Yisod here is what the mensch wants, a yid. What he wants is he wants to get as close to Hashem Yisbarach. That's how much Hashem Yisbarach is close to him. Roichem bashamayim be'ezrecha. Amen. in Derech Hashem, the Ramchal, in Chelik Aleph, Perek Revi, Ois Ches, Dr. Vehine, Mimashitzore, Sheyag Behodom Ba'atzmoy. A person has to be increased on himself, who are Avo Vayira Leboira Yisbarach. Vahainu, Sheyi Mizboine, Al Goydel Romemuso Yisbarach Shemoy. You have to think about the godless of Hashem. Va'oitzim Shiflus Adam, and what a mensch is. Vyachni Atzmoy Lefonov Yisbarach Shemoy. He should feel misbayish for the godless of Hashem. And he has to want and have this deep desire. I want to be an Eved Hashem. I want to be an Eved Hashem. I want to be close to Hashem. I want that all my Hashgacha should be from Hashem Yisbarach Lishalav Yisilosoi. Ki Eila Heimem Tzoyim Chazokim HaMekorvim Adam El Boira. The desire to get close to Hashem, to build up our Avon Yira from Hashem, that's what's Mekarev us to Hashem. HaMezachim Es Choshech HaChoymer UMazhirim Zorei HaNeshama. Yeah, we have a goof. That's our problem. For us, it's a big problem. A goof is too strong, and it's turned off all our sensitivities to ruchnius. But we have an neshama. What's going to bring our neshama to be miskaber on the goof? A desire to be miskarev el Hashem. Umalim es ha'odom bi'ilu li'ilui ad sheyasik yuvasi yisbarach shemay. It's all totally on us. HaKadosh Baruch wants to be so close. Korim Hashem l'chol korim. Of the fellow she proves. It's totally on us. We can't stay in Midian. We have to be a born Isgaya. We have to be a born. We have to do something. We have to pick ourselves up. We have to realize our achrayas and how much our desire to be this Karibel Hashem is how much HaKadosh Baruch will be this character to us. We can have Meridik and Kirvas Hashem if we want to have that Kirvas Hashem. Hashem Yisbarach is misnaig with us like we're misnaig with him. Hashem Tzilcha Ma Hatzel Ato Marelo Yad Hu Marelecho Yad. You Marelo the Gans of Gur. You put your whole self to Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem Tzilcha Susasi berich beparoi. Klal Yisrael, Yidden, we have miridik koichus. Each one of us, we have to be moira ourselves. When we hear things, to say, what does this tell me? What should I take out from this? L'chol ha'pachas ha'shikul yira. L'chol not so poshut. There have been so far two or three little earthquakes and tremors here in Eretz Yisrael. There was one just an hour ago or something, 2 hours ago. Another tremor here in Eretz Yisrael. Somebody told me that yesterday when there was an earthquake in this epicenter was in Ariel. His wife was in Tel Aviv on the 19th floor of some office building, and she felt the whole building was shaking. She said it was for 5 minutes. I think it was for 40 seconds, but the choir, she probably felt it was like 5 minutes. And she called him up, and she said she's dizzy, and she said that the whole place is moving. So I told him, which I heard, the Adarab, the reason why these big buildings move now is they're engineered to move so they shouldn't fall down when the thing. So you shouldn't be so scared of the thing. But Rahmana Litzlan, there weren't earthquakes here in Eretz Yisrael. There were many, many earthquakes over the years in Eretz Yisrael. Most people know about the earthquake in Tzfas. There was an earthquake in Yerushalayim, 1929. I think it was 29. Destroyed all the other buildings in Yerushalayim. The Rebbeinu Shleim says, Tiri Oisi, the man, you, come to Yira, there's a balabas. Nothing so said, we are all the Yad Hashem. A cold ponim, we can take this idea, the Alter from Keln said, that any Inyan or Avoida you can find in Tefillah. Al kol ponim, let's take this idea and make the bracha. Roika ha'oretz al ha'moim. With that shtikul havona, what we're saying, shtikul his'oris, shtikul ha'koras ha'toiv ha'kodesh baruch hu. We realize that Ez Hashem, Eretz Yisrael should be safe, and we shouldn't have to hear any more of these tragedies. So we should takib be niskariv el Hashem yisbarak to the boy, and the Kodesh Rav will be niskariv to us.